everyone and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I am back from an amazing trip to Southeast Asia, where I visited 8 countries, starting in Hong Kong, went on to Manila in the Philippines, Borneo, Brunei, Taiwan, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Thailand. I have some amazing photos, some of which are on my Facebook page, the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, which I hope you will like. You can also email questions to bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Southeast Asia. It was quite an illuminating and enlightening and sobering trip, which I will talk about, and I have written 2 columns inspired by that trip. But that is not the subject of today's show. Before I talk about today's show and invite and tell you about our guests and more, I want to welcome our newest station to the Bruce Salen Network, WTDY-AM in Madison, Wisconsin. Thank you very much for carrying our show. I believe it is being carried on WTDY Sunday nights at 6 p.m., so I hope you're listening, and I welcome you to my lineup of new stations, which is growing. I am happy to report. Today's column and today's topic is based on my A Dad's Point of View column of this week, aptly titled Kosher Dad versus Tiger Mom. You can find all of my columns on my website, brucesalen.com, and this one in particular is already garnering a lot of comments. I think I'm a teeny bit late in the Tiger Mom story, but it is an ongoing one, and I think the debate over proper and best ways to parent will never go away. This particular story, for a variety of reasons, got a ton of notoriety, and I couldn't help but bring my own point of view, albeit a little bit lighter point of view and humorous point of view, though there's clearly serious undertones to what I write about and what we'll be talking about, but I couldn't help but bring it to your attention in both the form of my column and as a topic for the show. I do want to mention one of my favorite local stations, of course, is in Santa Barbara, KZSB, AM 1290, the first station that has carried my show. And there's a special event taking place in Santa Barbara for the Family Service Agency that I would like to tell you about. It is a wonderful agency. It is a nonprofit, and they could certainly use any local support. They are having an event called Casino Royale on Saturday night, February 26, 2011. And it's at the La Pacifica Ballroom at the Four Seasons Biltmore in Santa Barbara. It is from 7 to 11 p.m., and your donation and cost of $125 per ticket is a tax deduction, and you're doing a good thing. You can find out more about it by contacting Kelly Adams at 805-965-1011, extension 267, or kelly@fsacares.org. That's kelly@fsacares.org. Sponsor slots are still open for our show. You can reach me at bruce@brucesalen.com if you'd care for any information about that. So, Tiger Mom, Kosher Dad. I'm obviously the Kosher Dad, but I have been married to 2 Tiger Moms. So I have a unique perspective, and we will be talking about this issue through 3 different points of view. On our regular segments, The Men's Room and Teen Rap, with Wayne Levine for The Men's Room and Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap. And in place of Jim Scheinberg this week, who is traveling and normally joins us for family financial matters, I have my 17-year-old son, Arnie, here, who has been raised by both this kosher dad and 2 Tiger Moms. So he will join us in studio and share his unedited, uncensored point of view. I'm actually a little nervous about that, since this show is broadcast live, and since he is a teenager, and since teenagers have largely dysfunctional brains in which rational thinking is not often fully developed. This is, by the way, a fact, until their early 20s. So I am taking, I suppose, a big flying leap in having him as my guest. But I do trust my son, and he is a performer and not uncomfortable in front of a microphone. He's quite the rock and roll star, having performed twice at the Roxy Theater in Hollywood, once talking his way on stage with Chris Cornell, the lead singer of Soundgarden, and prior to that, Audioslave. Let's talk about my thoughts first on Kosher Dad and Tiger Mom. There were pretty extreme punishments that Tiger Mom imposed in her parenting choices. They included no playdates, endless practice of either piano or violin, only piano or violin, harsh criticisms and expectations of grades no less than an A, even an A minus would result in punishment, and pretty much the social life of the monks that I visited in the various temples I saw in Southeast Asia, which is a very aesthetic life, if that's the correct word. As a kosher dad and the product of a kosher mom, I'm really using that flippantly. I'm talking about being a Jewish man and being raised by a Jewish mom. We consider those lightweight methods barely worth the effort involved that Tiger Mom did. I mean, what is that? Harsh judgments sent to your room. I mean, that's nothing compared to what our moms did. Our moms did was they really pulled out all the stops with their effective and frankly frightening and completely terrifying tool, guilt. Jewish moms are especially adept at employing guilt, as it's been a centuries-old tradition. Rather than any of the medieval tortures that Tiger Mom employs, my mom would simply say, "Oy vey, what have I done to deserve this?" if I came home with less than ideal grades. There was not a specific target of A, but there was an explicit expectation of doing well. Education is a prominent fact of life in Jewish households, much as it is in Asian households, but the tools employed were completely different. The result of my mother's expression of dissatisfaction had the same ultimate impact that Tiger Mom's extreme methods produced. I'd do anything to get back in my mom's good graces. All-nighters were routine. Forget playing, watching TV, or having a sleepover. I was in lockdown mode until my mom would declare, "I'm so proud of you," again. And that is what worked. It worked very effectively for me, but it doesn't work necessarily as effectively with today's kids. And I will get to that later. My mom was seriously capable of motivating me, truly, with just her words or a look, and the impact was chilling. Why and how that has changed in the subsequent years is not completely clear to me, and we will be talking about that with my son and with Wayne and with Pastor Drew, but I can totally attest to the fact that my boys would likely respond to any of my attempts at inducing guilt with a resounding laugh and a sarcastic response, "Yeah, give me a break, Dad." I would have felt some success, frankly, if I could just get them to remove their earplugs when I'm speaking to them, their earphones, that is. So I often employed another motivating effort, which would be logic, which never worked. That would be followed by pleading and then threats that they know I'd never carry out. And finally, I would beg my wife to intervene. And here is where East meets West in my home, as my second wife is Chinese and my first wife was half Japanese. So I, in fact, really had a little bit of exposure to both ways of parenting, from, say, a Jewish household to an Asian household. It was harder and is harder for my second wife because she's a stepmom. And that brings with it all sorts of extra challenges for her that are harder than it was, say, for my first wife, the biological mother of my boys. But nonetheless, it is an interesting, contrasting, and conflicting way of looking at parenting, the way that I have raised my boys, the way I was raised, and the way that Amy Chu, I believe that's how you pronounce her, the Tiger Mom, has raised her girls. We will discuss this further as we are nearly out of time, and my producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me it is time for a break. Our next segment will be The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View, and we will be back after these commercial messages.
Bruce Allen, he knows what to do. Bruce Allen, what's that going to do?